Please at selectquote.com.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor.
Governor Laura Kelly vetoed the legislature's plan for a flat income tax Monday, arguing it could rapidly bankrupt the state if implemented. Kelly announced her veto during an event at an elementary school Monday morning, blasting the proposal as regressive, warning that public schools would be the first to take a hit. And in southwest Kansas, towns like Garden City, Dodge City, and Liberal offer more than just farming jobs.
A search for jobs in the area brings up hundreds of opportunities paying over $30 an hour. Electrical Wholesale Distributors in Dodge City is hiring an account manager for a salary of $65,000 to $90,000 a year. And Heartland Express is seeking a CDLA team truck driver for a salary of $108,000 a year. Other options include store manager for Harbor Freight, measurement technician for Tallgrass Energy, and sales consultant for Ozone Roofing. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with a new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP.
Ranch horses have a special place in our hearts and an important role in our cattle ranch operations. That's why we take special care of them. With spring coming on, it's time for annual vaccinations to protect their health. Valley Vet Supply has the professional vaccine brands for sleeping sickness, tetanus, flu, and rhino. And for convenience with fewer needle sticks, Valley Vet has combination vaccines, including West Nile virus, formulated by reliable pharmaceutical companies like Zoetis, Merck, and BI. If you routinely include strangles protection, or if you need rhino abortion protection for pregnant mares, Valley Vet stocks the highest quality vaccines for same-day shipment. Their professionals can assist you with your equine vaccination plan. What you need for cattle or horses' health is just a call or click away. Or take the short drive to Marysville and pick up in store.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Monday, Governor Kelly announced her veto of House substitute for Senate Bill 169, saying the bill, which would overhaul the state's tax structure to establish a flat tax rate, would cost the state $1.3 billion over the next 3 years and put public education funding at risk. Governor Kelly also announced her proposal to spend the one-time budget surplus on a tax rebate of $450 for individuals and $900 for married taxpayers filing jointly. Governor Kelly said her proposal for a one-time tax rebate provides relief to all Kansas resident taxpayers without exorbitant costs of putting funds for public schools in danger. Included in H-sub SB 169 is a 5.15% flat income tax, or a single tax rate applied to all taxpayers. And Kelly said middle-class taxpayers would only see less than $100 in annual savings from the flat tax. The Republican-controlled Kansas legislature vowed to override Kelly's veto. In their initial votes to pass the bill, the House reached the veto-proof majority, and the Senate came up 3 votes shy. However, 3 Republican senators, Chase Blassie, Carolyn McGinn, and Tim Schallenberger, were absent from that vote. Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins said the overall package provides tax relief to all Kansans. If an override succeeds, all Kansans would pay a 5.15% state income tax starting after the first $12,000 for married couples filing jointly. The existing tax code has 3 brackets, ranging from 3.1% to 5.7%. Republicans and conservative advocacy groups contend the single rate makes the tax code fair for everyone and provides tax relief to all Kansans. Critics argue that a flat rate mostly benefits the richest Kansans and could throw the state's tax code into disarray. This year marks the 65th annual National Library Week in the United States, and this yearly celebration is a time to celebrate the important role that libraries play in strengthening our communities. To help the state library do just that, Governor Kelly has declared April 23rd through the 29th Kansas Library Week, alongside the American Library Association's National Library Week. Most people know about the wealth of stories available at the library, from picture books and large print to audiobooks and e-books. But there's so much more to the story of libraries in Kansas. From our state library's resources for government leadership and state agencies, the digital resources for all ages and interests, specialized reading materials for Kansans with a print disability, and support for librarians and educators to the smallest or most specialized library in the state, there's something at your library for everyone. To celebrate, highlight, and uplift not just the selection of stories, but the people and places who bring them together for everyone, Kansas Library Week will focus on a different facet of library life throughout the week. Monday was Library History. Today is Library Workers Day. On Wednesday, it's Outreach Day. On Thursday, it's Throwback Thursday, which is a time to highlight your favorite childhood books. And Friday is Bookface Friday. The statewide celebration of all things library would not be complete without a reminder to register for your state library e-card through your local library. And for more information or any questions, you can visit kslib.info/ask and get connected with a librarian by chat, phone, or email. Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 17, which updates the Kansas Reinvestment Housing Incentive District Act, or RHID, to open up the program to the entire state and adds guardrails to prioritize the development of affordable housing. RHID provides local government a financing tool to work with developers to address housing shortages. Governor Kelly said the best way to grow the economy is to make sure the workforce has access to affordable housing, and after landing some large economic development projects in our state, they must have the resources in place for workers to fill those roles. And that means making sure there is accessible housing in every corner of the state. She said that she was pleased that the legislature came together to address this need for Kansans to keep the economy growing. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that agricultural producers and private landowners can begin signing up for the Grassland Conservation Reserve Program now through May 26th. Among CRP enrollment opportunities, Grassland CRP is a unique working lands program allowing producers and landowners to continue grazing and haying practices while conserving grasslands and promoting plant and animal biodiversity as well as healthier soil. Dennis McKinney, the Farm Service Agency State Executive Director in Kansas, stated that Grassland CRP clearly demonstrates that agricultural productivity and conservation priorities complement and enhance one another. He said the strength of the program lies in its many benefits. The program helps producers and landowners produce and maintain diverse wildlife habitat, sequester carbon in the soil, and support sound, sustainable grazing. More than 3.1 million acres were accepted through the 2022 Grassland CRP sign-up from agricultural producers and private landowners. That sign-up, the highest ever for the program, reflects the continued success and value of investments in voluntary, producer-led, working lands conservation programs. The current total participation in Grassland CRP is 6.3 million acres, which is part of the 23 million acres enrolled in CRP opportunities overall. Since 2021, the USDA's Farm Service Agency, which administers all CRP programs, has made several improvements to Grassland CRP to broaden the program's reach, including creating two national priority zones to put focus on environmentally sensitive land, such as that prone to wind erosion, enhancing offers with 10 additional ranking points to producers and landowners who are historically underserved, including beginning farmers and military veterans, and leveraging the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program to engage historically underserved communities within tribal nations in the Great Plains. Landowners and producers interested in grassland CRP or any other CRP enrollment option can contact their local USDA service center to learn more or to apply for the program before the deadline. A program to help breed trophy walleye fish for Kansas lakes and reservoirs has completed its work collecting eggs from fish at Kerwin Reservoir in Phillips County. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks said natural reproduction for walleye can vary for a variety of reasons, and the breeding program helps ensure stable walleye populations across the state. Teams from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, students, and volunteers spent 8 days catching and releasing over 1,000 fish, and 28 million eggs were collected that are being sent to hatcheries at Pratt and Milford, with the program seeing around an 80% hatch rate. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a guardrail maintenance and replacement project along U.S. 36 in eastern Phillips County. The work is being done at various locations on approximately 7 miles of U.S. 36, starting near E-300 Road and ending at the Smith County line. Most of the project activity will take place on the highway shoulder with minimal traffic impacts expected. However, occasional lane closures may be necessary at times, and traffic will be directed through those work zones by flaggers. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be completed in November, conditions permitting. If you need more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. Funeral services for Dale Schultz, 74, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, April 26th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Tuesday, April 25th, also at the funeral home, and memorial contributions may be made to the Norton FFA and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Quality ratings for the U.S. winter wheat crop continue to fall, as this weekend's freeze could also make things worse. Gary Crawford has the numbers.
Not a lot to like about the condition of the winter wheat crop.
Unfortunately, the quality of this crop continues to decline, especially across the Great Plains and also in parts of the Northwest.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, the latest condition ratings as of this past Sunday. 26% of the crop rated good to excellent. That's down a percent from last week. So that pile's getting smaller, while the poor to very poor pile is growing.
We now see 41% of the crop rated very poor to poor. up from 39% a week ago.
All of that, or at least most of it, due to drought. But growers in the northern areas with wheat that has headed have something else to worry about, the sub-freezing weather that hit this weekend in Missouri, Illinois, and Kansas.
Pretty much all of that wheat was subjected to sub-freezing temperatures. That's something we'll have to monitor for next week and beyond.
It'll be hard to tell, though, between drought damage and freeze damage. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The condition of the Kansas winter wheat crop, as you heard, fell back once again, and fall crop planting continues to roll along. The latest from National Ag Statistics show that 46% of the Kansas winter wheat crop is jointed, near 47 last year, but behind 51 for the five-year average. 3% of the crop is headed near 1% for the average. The crop, though, rated just 14% good to excellent, the same as last week, 24 fair, and 62% poor to very poor versus 60 last week. Now, there are chances, good chances for moisture in some of those drought-parched areas. 17% of the state's corn crop has been planted, and 2% of the state's soybean crop has been planted as well. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water, and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Showers and thunderstorms will be spreading over much of our state today as low pressure develops near the panhandles. Moist air is available moving in from the southern plains and around the north side of that low, and it should bring some much-needed rainfall across our southern and western counties. For the northeast counties, just a few showers over the next few days, but precipitation chances will increase by later on in the week. Temperatures stay cool over the western high plains with some cloud cover and precipitation. On the map heading into this afternoon, low pressure is setting up just west of the panhandles with a stationary front over the southern plains. That'll direct a flow of moist air coming in from the Gulf and across Texas and Oklahoma and into western Kansas. Showers and thunderstorms are likely over our western and southern counties through the afternoon. Just a few light showers in the eastern and northeast counties. Rain will continue overnight with that low staying put and a cold front edging into the northeast counties. A strong southeast flow of moist air will keep going through the overnight hours. Then looking at Wednesday, our low slides a little bit further east, but rain chances are still good for our southern and western counties. By tomorrow evening, the low will slide to the southeast and rain will be tapering off to scattered showers. Then we'll get a round of rain in the eastern counties Friday as that system moves off to the northeast. We should be back to fair weather for the weekend. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 40s and low 50s with upper 30s to low 40s overnight. Mid to upper 50s north central, and tonight we're in the low 40s. Low to mid 60s in the northeast counties and low 40s for the overnight hours. Southwest, upper 40s and low 50s with upper 30s to low 40s overnight. Low to mid 50s south central and low to mid 40s for tonight's lows. In the southeast counties, we'll be in the mid 50s to low 60s, and overnight we'll be in the mid 40s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Lawmakers in both the House and Senate voted to roll back the new Waters of the U.S. rule. The Congressional Review Act resolution of disapproval passed in the Senate with a bipartisan vote of 53-43, and in the House, a vote of 227-198. Despite that, President Biden vetoed the resolution.
He is not going to follow the will of Congress to repeal this rule. It was a commitment that he made during his campaign.
Farm Bureau Senior Government Affairs Director Courtney Briggs says with the veto, the rule remains in 48 states pending other litigation.
In two states, the rule has been halted by a district court in Texas. We will be keeping an eye on another case in North Dakota that encompasses 24 states.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64. on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.